Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
10 minutes after 9 o'clock here on WPHM. Food insecurity is a growing problem in this country, especially given the inflation that we're all dealing with at the grocery store. It could be very difficult for families to put food on the table, especially grand families. What do we mean by a grand family? Well, a household that's led by grandparents, it could be very difficult for them to have enough money to provide adequate nutrition for the entire multi-generational family. Joining us right now to talk about a new report that illustrates this, the Deputy Executive Director at Generations United, Jaya Lent. Jaya, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Appreciate you joining us. This report really illustrates what a severe problem this can be for a grandparent-led house.
That's right. So what we know, Paul, is that one in four grandparent-headed households experiences food security, and that is more than two times the national rate.
And this is not an insignificant population. This is a lot of people that find themselves in this situation.
That's right. We have about 2.5 million children who are being raised by a grandparent, another relative, or a close family friend because a parent cannot. And that's about 50,000 children in Michigan. And we know that children, when they cannot remain with their parents, do best to be raised by a relative. They have better outcomes, better behavioral and mental health, more stability, and a greater sense of belonging. Yet we really need to support these families to ensure that the families have the food and the nutrition and the health that they need for the children and all family members to thrive.
And so what does that support look like? What can we do that we're not doing already for these families?
So we need to make sure that first they're aware of what resources are already out there for them that they can access, because we see that a lot of food and nutrition support programs really tailor their outreach more to the traditional family. They talk about parents and kids, and we need to be clear that these families, these national programs and local programs serve grandparents raising grandchildren, include grandparents in your outreach materials. Make sure they're aware that they qualify and where they can go. We also recommend some changes to policy. For one, we see often the way that policies are made. They provide supportive services that are categorized by age. So during the pandemic, for example, a family may need to go to one location to get food nutrition for the senior, for the older member of their family, and then truck the kids to a completely different location to get food for the children. And so these families, you know, are struggling with a lot of challenges. So we'd love to see joint meal programs at the same location. We'd also like to see automatic access to school meals for children so that families don't have to be going through complex red tape when they're already trying to negotiate a number of challenges, because they often get these children unexpectedly and don't have time to plan for them.
These grand families, as they're called, I mean, these are sort of an overlooked segment of the population, it sounds like.
That's right. So often people are familiar with the foster care system, and when a child can't remain with their parents, that they may need to go into the care of a foster parent who's unrelated to them. But there are many, many families where they recognize the best option is for children to be with those who know them and love them as their own family member. So often relatives will step in and care for a child, but by stepping in before the child welfare system gets involved, they have less access to supports and services and benefits, and they may not know where to go to turn to get the help that they need.
And, I mean, obviously, lacking access to adequate nutrition can have a lot of negative effects on a family, particularly children.
Absolutely. So we know that when children don't have the nutrition benefits that they need, it can hit them in a number of ways in terms of their health and their growth. And it's even difficult for children to be learning in school when they have hungry bellies in the morning or in the afternoon. So we really need to make sure that we're reaching all families that need help. And so often these grand families are overlooked. We recognize that, in fact, for every one child that is in foster care with a relative, there are 19 children outside of foster care with a relative. So those are the families that often just get left behind. They're in the shadows, and we need to make clear to the public that they exist and to the families that they can access the food and nutrition supports that they need.
Jaya, if there is a grandma or a grandpa out there listening to this right now and their grandchildren live with them, they are the sole provider for these kids, and they're nodding their head in agreement saying, yes, it is difficult for us to provide for our grandkids. What help is available for them, and what should they be doing to make sure that they have access to that help?
So increasingly, a number of states are creating something called Kinship Navigator programs that may be available locally in your community. So you could do a search for that. We also have information about local programs available at a website called GrandFactSheets.org. And families can go and click on their state of Michigan and find out what local resources are available to help them connect.
All right. We will check it out, Jaya. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.